It's not about me though, it's more about the boys getting out there and enjoying what they love to do and putting on a good performance for the fans.
Yeah. Does that come, even though you lost to Leeds, does it sort of give you confidence that that intensity is there within the team and the skill levels and the collective desire and spirit basically?
Yeah, I felt all those things were on show, and it seems like the feedback from the fans and people around the club were quite proud, as well as I was, about their performance. So there's certainly a lot to take out of that game.
Yeah. In terms of any injuries, Rowan, Gaskell, Clough, Pertell, Kavanagh, any chance of any of those chaps, or Lovegrove, any chance of those five being back this week?
Not this weekend, no.
No. Dewsbury obviously knocked Bradford out of the cup before you came. And Bradford gave them a right pace, didn't at Dewsbury, but they've got some real desire in that team. Glenn Morrison, I don't know if you know Morrow, have you come across him back home?
Nah, personally I don't know him, no.
But another young Australian coach making his way in the game, and he'll have them fired up.
Oh, no doubt, it's a local derby and teams always rise for those occasions. They played some really good style of rugby on the weekend, I thought. So we're expecting a good hard game.
Yeah. Is there any key men that you'd mark out at Dewsbury as particularly dangerous, perhaps?
I think they're pretty good at getting out of their backfield on kick return sets. Their back three do a pretty good job. And obviously, my old mate Paul Sykes, he's got a fair bit of stuff still up his sleeve. So those guys are probably something the boys spoke fair bit about this morning. But we're certainly focusing on our own performance and intent with our defence.
Yeah, you know Sykes from London?
Yeah, I spent a couple of years with Paul.
Yeah, very technically good left foot. He guides the team around the park.
Yeah, smart guy and a threat carrying the ball himself, and he's got a lot of skills and a great kicking game and kickoffs and all that.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of everything, old Bill.
In terms of any potential signings yet, Rowan, anything close, would you think, or
yep.
Not? Yeah.
Plenty of potentials and some close.
Yeah. Your rivals have signed Travis Burns. He's gone to Leeds today. Was he a player on your radar particularly or not?
Yeah, he's a player that if he was available, then we would have been interested. But obviously, he's decided to stay close to home, I guess. So.
Yeah. And in terms of Kieran Moss, the name's mentioned in the Aussie media that been linked with Bradford. Again, is that guy on your radar?
We'll have some news shortly regarding signings. So.
Yeah, great stuff. So, in general, Ronnie, you're happy with the way things have gone the last couple of weeks? Nice win at Sheffield, big performance last week, and seems to be building momentum nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, the effort and the intent in all three matches, even the Swinton game that I saw live that first day I arrived. The intent and the effort, I feel, has been there from all the players, and that's all we can ask for as a starting point. Our execution needs to improve, but the attitude around the place seems to be good. I don't know what it's normally like, but it's been good. The boys are smiling, but they like getting into their work, and it's been really, really enjoyable so far.
And of course, Rowan, you're not afraid to put players like Danny Addy in seven, in nine, a position that he's not familiar with.
Yeah, I think I feel like his skill set is really well suited to playing a dummy half, and I asked him a few weeks back what he saw himself as, and he said he likes playing loose forward, but he also really likes playing at dummy half. So I'm not exactly sure how much time he spent there, to be honest, but all you guys and a lot of the fans that have made contact with me since then really enjoyed his performance on the weekend, so it's something that we'll pursue a bit more in the coming weeks.
And of course, Richie Mavers and Oscar Thomas in the halves. Isn't that now going to be your favoured half-back formation with Lee Gaskell currently out?
Yeah, we're a bit of a work in progress, our halves, and that'll, you know, we've got lots of games to go in the season, so we're not going to lock anything in, you know, too long term at this point in time. We'll let those guys build their combination a little bit, and it was, you know, Richie's a valuable member of the squad, so it was about trying to find an opportunity to get him into the team. I thought a lot of the aspects of his game last week were really good. He competed hard, he had a calming influence on the group, and when he got his running game going there, we got some real benefits with the penalty and some momentum on the back of that. So we're asking Richie to do what he's good at, and then and then guide the team secondly, you know. So it's really about competing first for Richie and then see what creativity he's got on the back of that.
It's interesting with Danny Addy because he's almost like the old school hooker, isn't he? The bigger, like Cunningham, McLaurin, and he does give you a different option compared to Adam, who's probably more mobile but a lot lighter size-wise.
Yeah, I think defensively at the start of the game last week, that was a plan against a big team, is to, you know, give our middle a bit more size to start with there. Adam's a great player and he loves mixing it physically, but at this point I don't see him as an 80-minute player there, so it was about sharing that role at dummy half. And Danny's just great with the ball in his hands. I don't think it really matters maybe what position he plays, but he did a great job for the team and the boys played off the back of it nicely.
Rowan, in terms of that performance against Leigh, you know, that's certainly, from what I've seen this season, the best performance from the Bradford Bulls. How important is it to you now as a coach to, you know, maintain that consistency and, you know, you're setting the bar higher and higher as we reach, you know, the conclusion of the season?
Yeah, it's vital to focus on this week, and each week it's about playing that team. It's not about anything too far down the track, or it's not about last week. We'll take a little bit of confidence out of that game, but it's gone. And we had a good chat this morning about preparing at a high level and having that edge about us that we really want to compete hard every week. And, you know, then we went out on the field and had some good purpose about us this morning and worked hard on our execution, which hasn't been great so far since I've been here. But the attitude and the intent has to come first.
And in terms of the league position, we're now 6 points off of the top two. Does that concern you at all? Or, you know, are your beliefs still there that with, you know, you mentioned signings coming in, that, you know, with that game in hand against Oldham, you know, we still as a club have more than enough time to turn it around and get in that top two and overtake the London Broncos?
Yeah, I'll leave the table watching to you guys. I'm really focused on Dewsbury this week and getting the players to be in the best shape they can be to perform well this weekend. So it's hard for most people not to have an eye on the table, but yeah. For me it's about doing our very best to perform well this weekend and get the 2 points.